Thursday, we started discussing the sugya of Dvarim Shebiktav, Yatar Rashai Lomar Al Peh. The Gemara on Gimel Amid Beis quotes Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what is Maveh? Maveh Zeh Odom or Maveh Zeh Hashem? So according to the Manda Omar, Maveh Zeh Hashem, the Gemara quotes a posuk in Ovadia, Eich Nech Vesuesav Nivu Matzpuna. The Gemara says, My Mashma Kedin Betargim, Rav Yosef, Ichten Isbulishesav Isgulim Matmerori. Rav Yosef was Metargim this posuk, that it refers to Nivu Matzpunov, that the hidden treasures of Esav are going to be uncovered. So the Rishonim are all troubled. How could Rav Yosef be Metagin this pasuk? After all, we know that he was a Sagi Nar, we know that he was blind. And since Dvarim Shebiktav Yatar Rashai Lomar Al Peh, there's an Issa to say Dvarim Shebiktav Al Peh. So how could he say the Targum Bal Peh? Targum is the translation of the Lashon HaKodesh of the Pasuk. So just like you can't say the Lashon HaKodesh Bal Peh, since it's Dvarim Shebiktav, L'chora, you couldn't say the Targum Bal Peh either. So Tosfos has two different answers. That either the Issa Dvarim Shebiktav Yatar Rashai Lomar Al Peh doesn't apply to Targum Bechlal, it applies to Lashon HaKodesh, to the Iker form of the Torah Shebiktav, or that it doesn't apply to a Sagi Nar, that Eis La'asos La'ashem Eferu Tarasecha, Rav Yosef was a Sagi Nar, that's the greatest extenuating circumstance, Ein Lecha Eis La'asos Godol Mizeh. So in such a circumstance, there's no Issa to say the Dvarim Shebiktav Bal Peh. These are the two answers that Tosfos gives. It's interesting, from Tosfos you see clearly that he holds the Issa Dvarim Shebiktav Yatar Asher Lom Ral Peh applies even to Nach. And the pasuk that we're talking about is not in Chamisha Chamshei Torah, right? It's in Treyasar. Treyasar is a part of Nevi'im. And yet Tosfos is troubled with the whole issue of whether it was mutter to say Balpeh, or do you have to say Biksav. So clearly he assumes the Isra applies even to Tanach. Not all the Rishonim agree with this. Tosfos in Temura writes that the Issa Dvarim Shebiktav Yatar Rashai Lomar Al Peh only applies to Chamisha Chamshei Torah. The Gemara that appears in Gittin on Daf Samach Amud Beis, the Mokar for this halacha, also appears in Temura. It's the parallel sugya. It's mamish the same sugya. So on that Gemara, Tosfos here says Kasha Vim Tomar Heichi Kar Minan Mizmorim Al Peh. How do we say Pesuka de Zimra? We say Mizmorim Bal Peh. Dvarim Shebiktav, right? Mizmorim, a part of Tehillim, a part of Ksuvim. So Frektais is in Temura. How can we say Mizmorim Bal Peh? If Dvarim Shebiktav Yatar Rashai Lomar Al Peh, it should be also to say the Mizmorim Bal Peh. Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, Dein Lahakbi Rak Masha Kosov B'Chumish. That the whole Isser is only to say Chumish Bal Peh, Dvarim Shebiktav of Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Omnam Kosha, he says, Heichi Karinan Vayosha. Ukriyashma, he says, we say Vayosha Bal Peh. Vayosha is not Sukkah, is not Tehillim, right? As Yashir is in Parshas Beshalah, that's Chamishuchim Shetar. And Kriyashma, we also say Bal Peh, that's also Chamishuchim Shetar. How can we do that? It's also to say Dvarim Shebiktav Bal Peh. V'yei Shlomo says, Taisa Den Lakbel, Vidavashim Motzi Acherim Yidei Chavosim. Maybe the Isser is only things that you motzi other people. Motzi someone in a posuk in Chumash, motzi something related to a posuk, so that you can't say Bal Peh. But just to say Mizmorim Bal Peh, to say Vayosha, to say Kriyashma, as a yochid, you're not being motzi anyone else, maybe the Issa doesn't apply. That's what Tosfos says in Temura. So it's interesting. You see, Tosfos in Bava Kamma, Tosfos in Temura are disagreeing about two things. First of all, our Tosfos in Bava Kamma holds that Dvarim Shebiktav Yatar Rashai Lomar Al Peh applies even to Nach. Even Tanakh. And who says that in Temura? Which one of the Rishonim holds like that in Temura? Rabbeinu Gershom, right? On the Gilyan, Rabbeinu Gershom says, on that line of the Gemara, right? Dvarim Shebiktav. Right, the Rabbeinu Gershom. Takes longer to find than to read. Dvarim Shebiktav, Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. It's three words. But that's it. Torah Nevi'im Miksuvim. The Rabbi Gershom holds like our Tosfos that there is a Dvarim Shebiktav Yatar Rashai Lomar Al Peh applies even to Nevi'im Miksuvim, even to Nach. So Tosfos in Temura argues with that point. Right? They say it only applies to Chumash because he has to answer this kasha that how can we say Mizmorim Bal Peh? That's Nekuda Achas that they disagree about. The other thing is, Taisus in Rav Kam obviously holds that it applies even if you're not motzi as a rav nidrech avasim. Rav Yosef wasn't being motzi anyone; he was just a yochid saying the psukim in Nach Bal Peh. So obviously, Taisus in Rav Kam holds the iser applies even if you're not being motzi as a tzibur, even if you're saying it as a yochid. Taisus in Tamura holds that the iser only applies the last part of Taisus. He says it only applies if you're motzi as a rav nidrech avasim. And that idea is echoed by the Tur b'shem the Rosh. The Tur is also troubled by this idea that we say Psukah de Zimmer, we say so many things Bal Peh. If you're not allowed to say any Dvarim Shebiksav Bal Peh, so how can we say Psukah de Zimmer Bal Peh? So that's a famous line of the Tur. You have the packet, 21, you can look on with me. Tur in Arachayim and Simen Mem Tes, page 2, the packet. Mashakarim Parshas HaTomid Al Peh. You say Parshas HaTomid, right? Everyone says Karbonis before the Psukah de Zimmer. Well, if you say Karbonis, then we have a tendency of saying it Bal Peh. Right, one should say Karbonis, I think one. B'chaim Psukah de Zimmer, we say Bal Peh. Havagav the Kaimel and Vram Shurik Sav Yotar Asher La'omer Mal Peh. Kos of Dodi Harav Reb Chaim Zal. That's not Reb Chaim Brisket. Right? Reb Chaim, the Tur's uncle, Reb Chaim, Rabbeinu Chaim, so he says, "Kol davar shirogil v'shogav b'fi kol ein bo mishum dvarim shvaksav yeter v'shoy la'om al peh." That's the yisod, right? The Torah quotes from his uncle that maybe there's no iser if it's shogav b'fi kol. Shogav b'fi kol. That's a different answer than what Taisus says in Torah. That anything that shogav b'fi kol, it's people are so familiar with it, so then it's not usher to say bal peh. That's quite a chiddush. What's he assuming? The whole iser is what? Iser is that we're afraid he's going to make a mistake. There's going to be a tos. Right? And to say the Dvarim Shebiksav in a way that there's going to be a toast or make a mistake, not say it properly, that's a bizayon of Dvarim Shebiksav, a bizayon of Torah Shebiksav. That's what it sounds like. So the Tshogah B'fi Kol, everyone knows these psukim, so then there's no issa b'chlal, because we're not afraid he's going to make a toast. People say this every single day for years. We're not afraid he's going to make a mistake. To say Kriya Shema Bal Peh, who doesn't know Kriya Shema Bal Peh? Baruch Hashem, we live in a generation where people know that. Not everyone knew. But now, Baruch Hashem, we live in a generation people know, it's Shogav B'fi Kol, so then it's Mutter. It should be Mutter to say Bal Peh. This is a new answer, a different answer than what Taisus in Tamura says. Badoni Ovi Harosh Zal Haya Omer La'amin Adonai Shem Iksav Yatar Ashoi La'amin Al Peh Ela L'hot Tzecher Nidei Chavasin. So that's what Taisus in Tamura says. Right? The Torah quotes from his father, the Rosh, like Taisus in Tamura, that the Isser is only to be Motzi Yisra Rabbi Nidei Chavasin. So if you're just saying it B'yochid, then there's no Isser. Now, there's an iser if you motzi as a rav midei chavasin. Of course, we're going to have to understand what the nature of that iser is. I should be aser only if you motzi the tzibur. Well, what kind of a strange idea is that? But that's the shita. And that's why we can say mizmor bal peh. We can even say vayoshen krishma, even say chamish ucham shetara bal peh. Not because it's shogav b'fi kol, but rather if you're not being motzi as a tzibur, motzi as a rabbim, so then it's mutter. And the Dake Moshe Ed Matzosi Bagos Alphas the Megillah and the Shulta Giborim. He says he found Shakos of the Hada Osel Amr Al Peh Dafi Yochid Abot Tzibur Biyachad Shori. The Lachain Onim Kula Michamocha. But Tzibur you can say not to be Motzias at Tzibur or Yochid. Yochid as opposed to Tzibur. The Dake Moshe adds on to the Rabbeinu Chaim, the uncle of the Tur. The uncle of the Tur wanted to say that if it's Shagub, if you called, then it's Mutter. So he says, even if it's not shogav b'fi kol, if you say it b'tzibur, v'chamocha, you say it out loud, so then we're not afraid you'll make a mistake, because everyone is saying it together. So the Dake Moshe is going with the first pshat, that if it's shogav b'fi kol, then there's no iser. But the Torah quotes from the Rosh, like Taisus and Tamura, that the whole iser applies only if you're moti as a rav midei chavasan, but if you're saying it as a yochid, then the iser doesn't apply. Okay? Bechora, according to these two points of Tosfos and Tamura, we can answer the original kasha in two other ways, right? The kasha we asked, Rav Yosef was metargem psukim of Nach. He was metargem this pasuk from Shreya Sesa. How could he do that? He was saying it bal peh, since he was a sagi. No, obviously he wasn't saying it tovak sav. So two answers we gave were either the Yisidvash Rav Saviyah Tavashoy Lomar Alpeh only applies to Lashna Kodesh, not the Targum. This was Targum, so that's why there wasn't a problem. Or it doesn't apply to a sagi nar. Eis lasos l'Hashem hefer tarasecha. So it doesn't apply to a sagi nar b'chlal. But according to Taisus and Tamura, there are two other answers you can give. That this is nach. It's nach hamishucham shetara. So maybe the whole issa doesn't even begin. whole kasha doesn't begin. Forget about it. If it's Lashon HaKodesh or Targum, it's Nach. So maybe in Nach there's no Issa B'chlal. And the other thing is, B'yochid, maybe it doesn't apply. Maybe it only applies if you're Motzi a Sarabim. Rav Yosef was not Motzi anyone. He was just the Targum, the Pasuk. So B'yochid, maybe the whole Issa doesn't apply. So again, the kasha doesn't even get off the ground according to these 2 points of Tosis and Tzur. Okay, these are 2 other answers to the kasha, that either the whole Issa only applies to be Motzi other people, but if you're saying it B'yochid, just being the Targum, the Pasuk, or just saying the Pasuk, forget about Targum, just saying the Pasuk, Balpeh, that's Mutter. That would be Mutter, right? To say a shir and to mention Psuk and Balpeh, according to the second day in Tosis and Tzur, according to the Tur B'Shem D'Rosh, that's Mutter, because you're not Motzi anyone in that Pasuk. You're saying the Pasuk Stam. And if it's only Nach, according to Tos and Tur, that's not an issue anyway. If it's Psukim and Chumash, it will be a problem, but for Nach, it's not a problem. Okay. These are some of the different shitas that the Rishonim have by the nature of the system. So the question is, why? Why should I assume that maybe the Issur, Dvarim Shebekhtav Yetar Rashoi Lomar Alpeh, applies only to Chumash, like Tosis and Tur? Rabbeinu Gershom and Tosin Bava Kama Amu Mestabed, Dvarim Shebekhtav, Torah Shebekhtav, why should it only apply to Chumash? And why should it only apply if you're Motzi as a Rabbi Yedei Chavosam? What kind of a strange idea is that? What was that? It says that in the Pasuk. Well, what does that mean? So to better understand these 2 points, the 2 Machlokes in Tosin Tzmura and our Tosin Bava Kama, we have to understand the nature of this halacha. Why can't you say Torah Shebekhtav, Balka? So the Mokar is from that Gimar in Tzmura, the Gimar in Gittin, same Gimar. Gimar in Gittin and Av Samach on the days. Writes like this: Dorish Reb Yehuda Bar Nachmani Meturgemani to Reb Shimon Ben Lakish. Reb Yehuda Bar Nachmani Reish Lakish is Meturgemani. Darshan like this: Ksiv, Ksov Lachayes Advarim Ha'ele. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, write down the Torah. So first of all, he's told him to write down Torah, and then he says, Kialpi. Sounds like he's supposed to say Baal Peh. So what is it? It's a stira. You're supposed to write down Torah, but then you're supposed to say Torah Baal Peh. Okay, so Dvarim Shebekhtav Yetar Rashoi La'omer Al Peh, Dvarim Shebaal Peh Yetar Rashoi La'omer Bekhtav. 2 halachas that we learn from these psukim, from these words. One is that you have to say Dvarim Shebekhtav Davka Mitoch HaKhtav, not Baal Peh. And the other is that you have to say Dvarim Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebaal Peh, not Mitoch HaKhtav. You got to say it Baal Peh. Right, 2 different halachas. The question is, what's the relationship between these 2 halachas? Why is it true? Why is there this halacha that you can't say Dvarim Shebekhtav Baal Peh? So, interestingly enough, the Tosfos Yeshanim and Yuma writes that he thinks it's a mitzvah min amuvcha. The pasuk is saying that it's a mitzvah min amuvcha to say dvarim shebeksav beksav and dvarim shebal peh bal peh. That's all it is. It's a tremendous chiddush in the Tosfos Yeshanim. Just like the Rabbeinu Chaim in the Tur, it's also a tremendous chiddush to say it's just to prevent the tos, prevent a mistake in dvarim shebeksav. Doesn't sound like that. Well, we're only afraid of mistakes in Dvarim Shebekhtav and not in Dvarim Shebaal Peh. I guess you could say there's no nusach for the Dvarim Shebaal Peh. There's a nusach for the Dvarim Shebekhtav. It's precise words. So we don't want to have a toas in Dvarim Shebekhtav. But, you know, where is it? Licht in the verta of the posuk. That's what the posuk says. It's we're afraid of a toas. It's a very big chiddush that the Tur's uncle has. But l'chora, what the Tosfos Yeshanim says also, it's a mitzvah in amuvcha. Just a mitzvah in amuvcha. It's not a din. Where's the Tosfos Yeshanim talking about? What's the context of Tosfos Yeshanim? So that's the Gemara that I asked you to see in Yuma. That's another Mokka that's quoted in this context. Gemara, the Mishnah in Yuma talks about the Kohen Gadol, that after the Avodah of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol actually read a Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur. That's the beginning of Perek Bolo, the 7th Perek in Yuma. Bolo Kohen Gadol Likros. Kohen Gadol comes to read the Parshas. Yimrotza Likros v'vigdei bu'etz korei. Vimlav korei be'itzul is lava mishalo. He doesn't have to read the Parshas in the big day kahuna, he can wear his own itzlis, his own beggar. Itzlis love. Chazan HaKnesses, notel sefer Torah, v'nosno the Rosh HaKnesses, Rosh HaKnesses, nosno l'sgan, esgan nosno l'kohen gadol, v'kohen gadol, omidu makabel v'kore. So what does the kohen gadol read? V'kore achremos, he reads the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur, what we're familiar with, v'ach be'osar, and Parshas Emor. Sounds like from the same sefer Torah, right? From achremos and Parshas Emor, those are very close to each other. Right, Kedoshim splits up, but he's Golol the Sefer Torah, and he reads from Mach Be'osa, from Emor. The Golol Sefer Torah Menicha B'Cheko, and he rolls the Sefer Torah up, holds on to it. Va'omer Yosem Imashakarasa Lefnechem Kosev Kan. Ube'osa Shebuchumash Apekudim Korei Alpeh. Ube'osa Shebuchumash Apekudim the Musaf. The Musaf, the Maftir, what we call Maftir, the Musaf in Chumash HaPekudim in Parshas Pinchas, that he reads Valpeh. Why does he read that Valpeh? If he's Golo from Parshas Achrimos to Parshas Emma, so let him be Golo to Parshas Pinchas. Okay, it's a little bit longer, so the Tzibur will sit there and wait. So a couple of minutes, what's the big deal? So the Gemara says, no, we're not Golo to Sefer Torah, but Tzibur, Mibnei Kavod Tzibur. We're not Golo to Sefer Torah a long distance because of Kavod HaTzibur. It's Tircha de Tzibura to have all the clients so away while the Kohen Gadol is being Golo Sefer Torah from Parshas Emor to Parshas Pinchas. A short glila, moving it a little bit, that takes 10 seconds. That's not a Tircha de Tzibura. But to be Golo, to roll the Sefer Torah to Parshas Pinchas, that's a big Tircha de Tzibura. That we're not going to do. So he reads it Balpeh. He reads Parshas Pinchas Balpeh. The third chelik of the Kriyas HaTorah, he reads Balpeh. So, Fregdatos, Yishonim, I've heard the Omer Begitin, Varnshim, Xavier Tereshoi, Lomer Alpeh. That's the Kasha. How can the Kohen Gadol read Parshas Pinchas Balpeh? It's Doch Dvarnshim, Xav, it's Osir, it's Chamishachom Shetorah. According to everyone, it should be Osir to read Balpeh. So, Omer Rebbe, the Mitzvah and Amuvchor, who Likros also, Shebekosov, Shebekxav, Xav, Shebalpeh, Balpeh. Mishim Kavot Sibur, Lo Hitrichu Liglo. Zokta Tosi Yishonim Hashem is Rebbe. The whole din of Dvarshim Ksaviyah Torah Shoy Lom Ralpeh is a mitzvah min amulcha. It's appropriate to read Dvarshim Ksav B'Ksav, Mitoch HaKsav. Tvarm Shebalpeh, you're supposed to say Balpeh. V'mokom Kavod HaTzibur, Chazal, we're not matriach, the Kohen Gadol, to be Golo to say for Torah, to read the Dvarshim Ksav B'Ksav. Right? That's his Yisod, saying, trying to explain how it was mutter for the Kohen Gadol to read Balpeh. So he says it's a mitzvah min amulcha, so it's a... Sounds like it's a derabbanan. Right? They weren't matriach. It's a derabbanan. Pella. It's mamash a pella. Mamash a pella. Big chiddush. So what's the other answer? So then the Tos Yishon quotes from the Riva. The Riva Pirish Valmar Hol Veino Magid El Avodah Sayom Yochol Likros Valpeh Kein Tfilas Hamusofin Shonu Korin Valpeh. We read Tfilas Hamusaf and we say Psukim in Tfilas Musaf Balpeh. In Tfilas Shachris, we don't have Psukim, but in Tfilas Musaf, the whole Tfilah is that we should have the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and we'll bring the Karban Musaf, and then we say the Psukim of the Karban Musaf. So how can we say that Balpeh? We're not reading, they didn't have Sidurim. They said it Balpeh. How can they do that? Because Dr. Riva, it's part of Avodas Hayom, part of Sidur Shoyom. If it's Sidur Shoyom, then it's mutter to say Balpeh. Maybe Raya min Hayushalmi the Kamar Asim be Mechiltin a Golan Sefer Torah be Rabin. I the Tanya Koran Achemos Vachba Asa Shan Yehishi Sidur Shoyom. Yerushalmi and Yuma says the reason the Kohen Gadol was able to read from Chumash HaPekudim Balpeh is because it's Sidur Shoyom. So what? It's Sidur Shoyom. I'm not sure I understand what this word is all about. Sidur Shoyom is different. You can't say it's Shogav Mefikol. I mean, the Kohen Gadol is dumb and knew it, but you can't say shogav if you're cold. I don't know if it's shogav if you're cold. Sidur Shoyom, I'm not sure what Sidur Shoyom really does to you. But then he quotes the Rebbe, he quotes his Rebbe and says, more, no, but Omer Rebbe, Dino Tamash, and Emotzi Rabbim Yidechavosan. He's not being Motzi as a Rabbim Yidechavosan, so therefore, that's the simplest answer, like the Tur V'Shem the Rosh. The Kohen Gadol is not being Motzi the Tzibur, he's reading a Kriyas HaTorah. He's reading, that's the Mafti, that's not the Iker of the Kriyas HaTorah. So even if he's Motzi the Rabbim in the main part of the Kriyas HaTorah, this is the Sidur Shalyom, This is the part of the Kriyas HaTorah that's Sidur Shalom, that's the Maftir, that is not as necessary. That's not the Ikar of the Kriyas HaTorah of the day. So even if you'll say the Kohen Gadol is being Motzi Tzibur in the Ikar Kriyas HaTorah of the day, but this is not, he's not being Motzi Tzibur. So then there's no Issa to say it's Alter. So that answer I can fathom. I don't know what the Sidur Shalom accomplishes. And his first answer, that's just a mitzvah min ha-mukhar, that's Gora Chiddush, to say it's not a din d'oraisa, it's just a d'rabbanan. They weren't matriachim because of tircha de tzibura. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Hey,
maybe any time in the pasuk's not like for a limud, it's just like sukkim that are being said. So then maybe that's why sugar.
What do you mean it's not a limud?
Like it's not coming to teach us something, or I mean, Kriyas HaTorah is still coming.
We assume that Kriyas HaTorah is like a Talmud Torah Barat. Yeah.
So maybe that's the reason for sugar for not the fact that the point
that you're making is quite relevant. We're going to get back to it. This idea that maybe the Isser is to have a Talmud Torah b'Rabim, but sugar for kol seems to be a different notion, because if it's the fact that you're not, that there's no Talmud Torah b'Rabim, even if it's not Shagav B'Tikol, it should be Mutter. So what that it's not Shagav B'Tikol? But the reality is, if I'm not teaching Torah to someone, if I'm not being Motzi the Tzibur or teaching Torah to the Tzibur, then it shouldn't be a problem. If it's only B'Yachid, so even if it's not Shagav B'Tikol, it should be Mutter. Yes?
If it's not Shagav B'Tikol, how can they say if it's a Siddur?
No, let's say this individual happens to know it, but it's not Shagav B'Tikol. So he happens to know it, but it's not something that's so common. He happens to know this pasuk. So is it mutafim to say the pasuk b'al peh? Maybe he'll make a mistake. Maybe he doesn't even realize that he doesn't know it exactly.
I thought it was because it's Sidur Yoshayom that is then.
Yeah, I was thinking along similar lines, but I just don't think that the pesukim in Parshas Pinchas is Shagav B'Tikol. You're saying if the Kohen Gadol knows it, it's Sidur Yoshayom, so the Kohen Gadol knows it b'al peh.
So I thought we were talking about Musaf.
No, but we're making the comparison that just like we say Tfilas Musaf Bal Peh, the Kohen Gadol can read Chumash HaPekudim, he can read the Pesukim of Musaf Bal Peh. So it could be that the Kohen Gadol knows those Pesukim of Musaf, but I don't think that's Shogav B'Fikol. If I were to ask everyone in the Shia to say, you know, the Musafim, the Ach Be'Oser and Chumash HaPekudim, I don't think most people would be able to say that Bal Peh. Bal Kari would be able to say it Bal Peh, but I don't know if that's called Shogav if you call. Not sure. So that's what the Tos Yishonim says, right? He says it's mitzvah min ha-muvchar. This halach is, it's a mitzvah min ha-muvchar to read Dvarim Shebeksav Yitoch HaKsav, Dvarim Shebal Peh, Bal Peh. That's how he tries to explain the Kohen Gadol, the Gemara and Yuma based on that Yisod. There's a comment that the Brisker Rav has in his Shiur Matmura. He wants to explain this halacha differently, that maybe it's mamish adin. Maybe it's not just a mitzvah min ha-muvchar. But l'chora of the Poshup Shad is it's a gzeres hakasa. It's a din d'oraisa. But the question is how to understand that gzeres hakasa. How do we understand this din d'oraisa? So the Brisker Rav suggests that there really are two ways to look at this din. One way to look at the din is that there are two halachas here. One is that you have to write down the Torah Shebeksav. And you're also not allowed to say Torah Shebeksav Bal Peh. Right? There's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to write down Torah Shebeksav, and there's an issa to say Torah Shebeksav Bal Peh. There's one way to look at it. It's a gzeres hakasav. There are two parts to the gzeres hakasav. Right? You're supposed to write down the Torah Shebeksav. Write down these words. You're supposed to write down the Torah Shebeksav, and it's also to say them Bal Peh. And similarly, in the flip side, Torah Shebal Peh is also to write down. And there's a chiyuv to say it Bal Peh, to be moser it Bal Peh. So you could say that really there are two parts to this din. There's a gzeres hakasav, there's a din daraisa, that you have to write down Torah Shebeksav, and it's also to say it Bal Peh. But the other way to look at it is, no, it's really one halacha, and that is that the tsura of Torah Shebeksav is supposed to be Beksav. It's a tsura of Torah Shebeksav. That's what the pasuk is teaching you. The Torah Shebeksav is meant to be Beksav. It's nitan likosev. It's meant to be Beksav. And because it's meant to be Beksav, it's also lomar bal peh. Because if you say the Dvarim Shebiksav Bal Peh, you're changing the Tzura of Torah Shebiksav. Right? There are two parts to this din, but not because there are two sides of the coin. That there's a chiyuv to write down the Torah Shebiksav, and there's an issa to say the Torah Shebiksav Bal Peh. No. The whole issa is based on the fact that there's a Tzura to Torah Shebiksav. And if you say the Torah Shebiksav Bal Peh, you're being mevatel the Tzura of Torah Shebiksav, because now you're turning the Torah Shebiksav into Dvarim Shebal Peh, and that you can't do. So the Briskei Rav, maybe that's what the Rishonim are disagreeing about, whether the Isser applies only to Chamisha Chamshe Torah, or it applies to Nach as well. Why? If you say that the Isser, to say Dvar Shem Iksav Al Peh, is some independent idea, but there are Tzvei Dinim here, right? There's a Chiyuv to write Dvar Shem Iksav down, and there's an Isser to say the Dvar Shem Iksav Al Peh. So it could be that if the Isser is independent of the nature of Torah Shem Iksav, it could be it's only said for the Chamisha Chomshe Torah, which existed, right? Which existed before this pasuk was said. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, he's giving him the Torah, he's giving him Chamisha Chomshe Torah, and he's saying to write down the Chamisha Chomshe Torah. So maybe the Isser Dvarim Shebiksav Yatorah Shari Lomar Al Peh that applies to Chamisha Chomshe Torah, because Chamisha Chomshe Torah existed before this pasuk was said, and that's what the Shita Mekubetz is, right? It's in Temura. Shit Mikubas is an Oslam Dalid on Taisvis Din. Right, Taisvis says, the Ein Lahakbid Rav Mashakosu B'chumish. What does that mean? Ein Lahakbid Rav Mashakosu B'chumish, says the Shita. It's unclear whether he's giving a perish or he's adding to Taisvis. It says, B'chumish, Shehare Adayin Lohayu Nevi'im Uksuvim. It wasn't Nach at that time. There only was Chamisha Chamshe Tara. Was there all Chamisha Chamshe Tara? I'm not sure. It's interesting. But the Isser only applies to what existed then as opposed to what came later? Maybe since Chumash existed, so then this Isser was said for Chamisha Chomshe Torah. So whether all of Chumash existed at that time, right, at the time of Matan Torah, maybe some parts were added later. Unclear. It's unclear exactly. But maybe it applies to Chamisha Chomshe Torah, but Nach clearly wasn't said then. Right? There was Chamisha Chomshe Torah then, but Nach didn't exist. So if you hold the Yisr, Dvarim Shebiksav Yatorah Shari Lomar Al Peh applies only to Chamisha Chomshe Torah, so you're saying that the Isser is simply to say Dvarim Shebiksav Bal Peh. There's a Chiyuv to write down Dvarim Shebiksav, and Isser to say Dvarim Shebiksav Bal Peh. They're two different Chalokim of the Pasuk. But if you hold that the Isser is that you can't change the Tzura of Torah Shebiksav. The Torah Shebiksav has to be nitan likosiv. It has to be written down. You're not allowed to change that Tzura. That's why you can't say Dvarim Shebiksav Bal Peh, because when you say Bal Peh, you're changing the Tzura of Torah Shebiksav. So in Lechora, anything that's defined as Torah Shebiksav has this halacha applying to it. Right? Nevi'im Iksuvim was said by Ruach HaKodesh. They also were nitan likosiv. They were said on condition that they're supposed to be written down. Even if they weren't given at the time that the Pasuk in Parashas Kisisa was said, it shouldn't matter. As long as they have a din of Torah Shebiksav, if the Isser of Dvarim Shebiksav Yatorah Shari Lomar Al Peh said you can't change the Tzura of Torah Shebiksav, that should apply to Nach too, because Nach is Torah Shebiksav. That's a din of Torah Shebiksav. If you say that it's an independent Isser, so maybe it applies only to what existed before, or to the type of Tanakh that existed before, which is only Chumash. It's only Torah. But if you say that it's a din in Torah Shebiksav, that the Tzura of Torah Shebiksav has to remain Torah Shebiksav, so then Mistama should apply to Nach as well, because Nach also has a status of Torah Shebiksav. So even if it didn't exist at the time that the Pasuk was given, nevertheless, the Pasuk was said, nevertheless, the Halach is going to apply to Nach as well. So if the Briskei Rav is right, that the Isser Torah Shebiksav Yatorah Shari Lomar Peh is a Halach in the Tzura of Torah Shebiksav, so that can explain what we quoted on Thursday from the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that the Haftar to the Sefer Haftoros, one is allowed to read from, because Eis Lasos Lashem Heferu Torah Secha. It's hard for the Tzibur to buy their own Nevi'im Iksuvim, a separate klaf for every single Sefer. So now some people, some Tziburim, some Batei Knesset, some Machlokes, they hold it's not so difficult. You can get Sofrim to write the Nevi'im, get Sofrim to write down Yeshaya, Treyasar, and Yirmiyah, and Yechezkel, you know, all the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, whatever you need, and you can read it Mitorach HaKsav. So it's not an Eis Lassos in the same way as it used to be. That's what some claim, so they're machmer, but many are still make them. So what does the Gemara in Gittin say? That the Sefer Haftarta is mutter. It's mutter to read from the Sefer Haftarta, even though you don't have a full Sefer over there, because Eis Lassos Lashem Heferu Torasech. What's the problem with Chla? You're reading from the Sefer Haftarta, you're reading from the Nach, it's Kosov, you're reading Yitoch HaKsav, so what's the problem? The Isser is Van Shvek Sav Yatar Eshay Lomar Balpeh. Are you reading it Balpeh? You're not reading it Balpeh, you're reading it Yitoch HaKsav, so what's the problem? So Rashi explains that the Nach Nitn Likosev only Sefer Echad Sholem. They're not Nitn Likosev less than a full Sefer. So what? The answer is, if it's not Nitn Likosev less than a full Sefer, so even if you read it Yitoch HaKsav, it has a din of reading it Balpeh. You're reading a Mitoch HaKsav, but that doesn't have a din of Mitoch HaKsav. Why? That's not the Tzura of Torah Shebeksav. The Tzura of Torah Shebeksav is that it has to be written down. It has to be written as a Sefer Sholem. So if you understand that the Isser to say Dvarim Shebeksav Bal Peh, that you can't change the Tzura of Torah Shebeksav, so that Gemara fits in beautifully. That even if you're reading it Mitoch HaKsav, but if that Mitoch HaKsav is not the way it's supposed to be written, then you're changing the Tzura of Torah Shebeksav. It's supposed to be read Mitoch HaKsav in a certain way from a Sefer Sholem. So it's not a din that you can't read Torah Shebeksav Bal Peh. That's not the idea. Even if you read it Mitoch HaKsav, it would still be a problem. As long as you're Mishana, the Torah Shebeksav has to be written in a certain way. It has to be written the Sefer Al HaKlas. It has to be written the Sefer Sholem. So if you're reading it, you're reading a Sefer Haftarta Shalom Mitoch Sefer Sholem, that's a Shinui in the Torah of Torah Shebeksav, and that would be a violation of the Issur. Let's stop here, and we'll continue with the discussion. Look at some of the other mafarshim. We'll get back. We still have to explain Tosis and Tmura, right? But based on the Brisker Rav, we're going to put things together a little bit more. Based on the Brisker Rav, we're going to get back to those Yisodos, to the sheet of the Rishonim, that maybe the Isser of Nershu Tzaviyat Rashay Lomar Alpeh might only apply if you're being Motias Arabin. And then we also have to discuss. We also have to get back to parts of the Tosis Rishonim. The Shevach, the Halel, and the Tfilas. We'll get back, hopefully, to the Tosi Shem, to the Rishonim, to close the circle tomorrow.